This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A storm bringing snow to Colorado's mountains today will mean very windy weather along the Front Range. There are high wind warnings from Fort Collins through Metro Denver to Colorado Springs and Pueblo into this afternoon. Mark Winkowski with the National Weather Service in Pueblo says people should consider staying off the roads.
But if you cannot, just make sure you're weather aware and cognizant of potential whiteout and brownout conditions with the potential for blowing dust across the southeast plains.
And it's cooler today with metro area highs in the 40s. The wind should calm down this evening. Colorado hit a pandemic milestone Tuesday. More than 10,000 Coloradans have now died from the coronavirus. CPR's John Daly reports.
According to the state's dashboard, 10,018 people have now died due to COVID-19. Colorado reached that threshold on the one-year anniversary of the first shipment of vaccines arriving in the state. 45% of the deaths occurred in those older than 80. Men represent about 55% of the deaths, compared with about 44% for women. This fall's surge has been the state's second deadliest. More than 200 people died of the coronavirus for six straight weeks until the last week in November. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
State Representative Dave Williams from Colorado Springs will challenge Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn in their party's primary. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Williams is one of the most conservative members of the state legislature. He's long championed bills to limit abortion rights and has tried to block Democratic policies on everything from immigrant rights to gun control. Williams joins an already crowded primary field for Colorado's 5th congressional district, which includes El Paso County. It's likely that the winner of the primary will win the general election in the conservative seat. Congressman Lamborn has fended off challengers in the past. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.